Shaunine. Good morning, Shaunine.
Hi there. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just phoning in just with regard to the depression I suffered myself and actually still do. It's something that even when you get over the darkest days, it's still there, I think, the rest of your life, and you just learn how to adapt with it. My story is probably similar to everybody else. Everybody has their problems and sometimes they pile upon us, but I had a very successful career, very happy life, you know, enough money coming in, was able to do everything that I wanted to. And just for some reason, depression hit me. Now, I ended up in a very dark place where I still had to manage my career every day, but that I was hearing voices. So I carried around a lot of hate, hate for people that I didn't even know. People could be walking down the street and I'd look at them with complete hate. And the voices were just my own voice, but constant. I suffered from insomnia because of the voices constantly chattering to me. And my GP was amazing and he helped me. Again, they just give you pills and sort of try to get you to deal with it. And my GP was very good and he sent me to the hospital and to try and get help. Nothing really helped. And then when I hit the darkest part of my life, I then took tablets with a bottle of drink.
Let's not go in and just... For the advice of everyone today, I'd really appreciate it. It's really, really important that we don't go into any methodology of how someone might take their own life. So let's not do that.
Of course. So when I then went to the hospital after trying to commit suicide, I was treated awful. I was looked down upon. I was ignored. And just, you know, the treatment of the hospital was not good. It was nearly as if, oh, here's another one. Or hear someone else feeling sorry for themselves, you know, and it was really dealt with appallingly. That even after, whenever I came home to try and deal with it then myself, it nearly took me into more depression because of the way I was treated, even with the hospital at that point of near taking my life. So I think that education needs to be given.
How long ago was this, Shaunine?
That happened about 9 years ago. And since then, I've got two children now.
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but can I say that I know for a fact, because you say this happened to you 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know that I'll be pretty forthcoming if there, you know, if people are telling us that there are any shortfalls in the NHS.
Yeah.
I can tell you now that the Health Minister, Edmund Poots, that this is a priority for him. Mental ill health is a priority, and that some of the experts in the mental ill health field, they've been really, really trying to prioritise and improve services over the recent years, and many people would say they have improved.
I haven't had dealings in that way since. I went on more of a self-discovery with the depression and got books about it and educated myself on depression. And then I've actually found that fitness has been the best sort of help for me. So if I feel that it's coming upon me again, I know to either go out for a run or, you know, to get sort of the natural endorphins working so that I can deal with it myself. But it does still creep up and you do... know when it's happening, so you know I'm aware of when it's happening, and then I know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
But it has hit me before, where you know the children have sensed it, where they can see that even my eyes are dead. You know that there's no love or feeling.
Well, you mentioned yeah. something earlier on, and I know it. You know, it just kind of tripped off your tongue, but you said that you started to suffer from insomnia.
Yes.
I'll tell you now. Once you start to lose sleep, and you will know this. You start to lose sleep. That affects your body in so many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it was, you know, it was with my own mind that I was losing the sleep because I was just constantly inside my head talking to myself constantly.
Yeah.
So that's where the sort of hearing the voices, you know, came from. But
Shaunine, thank you so, so much for speaking out today.